What's up, everybody? It's another episode of Hell's Kitchen. Surf and Turf, the name of this episode. Somebody got put to the curb, so no more surfing for them. Let's take it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we gotta do that limb one.
Oh yeah. I'm just getting it all the way. Oh yeah, get the lights. Come on. Hey. What? Let me dab off. Hell's Kitchen down. Oh man.
It's hot in here already.
Hell's Kitchen. It's why. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, as I stated. Poorly before. It is the Hell's Kitchen. I gotta work on the men's rows. Hell's Kitchen after show. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. As always, I'm here with my crew. You can find me on social media at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And contrary to popular belief, my co-host Robin, I am on Snap a lot more. So hit me on the Snap and I'll hit you back. Because that's how I roll. Speaking of Robin.
Or he'll just watch your snap and then text you on the sidelines about your snap. Maybe. And I thought your intro was beautiful.
Thank you. I just mic'd that last word. I don't know what that last word was. It was not a word. Whatever I said, when we watch it back, it was not a word. It was a limb reader.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Robin with the V here. You can find me at B Stays Busy. I don't know why I said I'm
it's
a little
good.
Under the weather.
Frank Moran, everybody!
We're killing it in here today. We are killing it. You can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. Yeah. Made it quickly through that.
He's okay. Always happy.
Happy Go Jackie, the improv master. AKA the voice.
I'll see.
AKA the voice. Yeah. We're gonna check him out next week. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited. Me and Robert are gonna go.
Yes.
And gonna be part of the audience and then get on stage.
Yeah, and I won't be here the week after. I'll be fired from the show. Let them say, you know what, we won't see you on Monday.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. That's gonna be so much fun. So much fun. So Hell's Kitchen, Surf and Turf, a lot going on here. Let's see. I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but I would like to know, and maybe this might be a call out to the audience, those viewing, those Hell's Kitchen fans, the diehard fans that's been watching maybe since day one. If we can, Mr. Steve, if we can get the live chat going on the screen, that would be great. Thank you so much. Shout out to Steve in the engineer booth holding it down.
Always.
But as I was stating, it was a crazy elimination. You know, I don't want to say exactly what it was because we will get into it, but it was a crazy elimination, and I'm just curious as to if there was an elimination like that prior. I just can't remember. He's done some crazy stuff by like pulling people out that wasn't necessarily up for elimination on the same team. That's happened a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah, on the same team.
Right. But someone on the opposite team, like, and
that
just
like. That happened last season, but I can't remember if it was the same team or the other team. And I cannot remember
He's pulled out people on the other team and then switched them over. Mm-hmm. That's happened also. When it's like, he pulls, hey, you get over here, and then like switch people back or whatever.
Yeah, especially from when the surviving team actually pulling someone out of that
and
team.
And being like, you out of here. Like, that's. And I don't think she did, like, I mean, she wasn't good. You know, she had a bad night. But to be like, no, you're out of here, like, and you wasn't even up for elimination. Your team wasn't up
that
for elimination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had the kind of personality that you thought like it would be a switcher, like, hey, guess what? Try it on the blue team for a little bit.
That's exactly what I thought was gonna happen. Like, maybe she'll mellow out because she
wait,
was.
You guys thought that he was gonna switch her to the blue team?
It happens all the time.
True.
It happens every season. Not this early, though.
Oh, okay.
Not this early.
Meaning, like, tonight.
I'm thinking, as opposed to eliminating her, I thought, okay, he's pulling her out to do, like, an early switch. Maybe.
Because if we're speaking about just how much, like, how much drama she adds to the show.
Correct.
Keeping her around a little longer, let her mix it around with the blue guy.
Right. I don't know, because I feel like we've got three people on the blue team that are going to add drama anyway because they want to... like make it their business to bully someone every day.
Right, which I did not like, which we'll get into as well.
I had some choice words, which I will not share on air for those three, but I don't like them.
No,
I do not like them.
They're not. And
I don't play that.
It seems like, based on next episode, it's getting worse especially with you know, one person in particular.
Andrew.
Okay. Andrew. Yes.
Andrew. We sharing this with Andrew, off air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Catch the snap, y'all.
We'll do the uncensored version of Hell's Kitchen right after this. So let's get into it. The chefs walk in as they normally do in the morning, and we see tons of proteins, right? Just sprayed out, splayed out, displayed.
Oh, splayed all over the place. Splayed. And a lot of which some I had never seen, heard, or have eaten.
Right, which one?
Had you tried already? All of that?
We gonna start already? You know what? I know Robin's a little under the weather, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to let her have this. I'm going to let her have all of this today.
How you pronounce that? The guinea fowl? You had that one?
The guinea fowl.
Is that red or what? Is that red meat? White meat?
You know what? You know what? I'm not at it. Like I said, I'll let you have it. It's all good. I love you too. All right. So they walk in. There's a bunch of proteins all over the place. And so the challenge is each team has to go in groups of two. They have to grab and taste the dish. There's four dishes splayed out. Splayed out. Why do I keep saying that?
Because you like that word.
Splayed out, that's not a word.
It is
spread
it is word,
and displayed. That is your word. That's the lingo.
If something splayed, I mean, that's basically like, you know, opened up. Like, you know, your
legs. It is.
Splayed.
So it is a word.
Yeah, it is a word.
Okay.
Is it in real life?
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It is. See?
Splayed out.
My man Frank got my back.
Nah, yeah,
finally.
And
yeah,
your legs splayed.
Splayed out. Yeah, see? I knew I was saying it for a minute.
That sounds a little.
It does.
Raunchy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I didn't, yeah. Frank, got to bring it. We're not doing the uncut yet.
No.
Calm down.
Oh, and to go back to what you were saying earlier, Misha was saying that she's an avid HK watcher, and she has seen Chef Ramsay eliminate from the winning team before, but more so in the earlier seasons.
Boom.
So it's probably been a long time.
Thank you, Misha.
But Lim was around back then. As he
Lim had to have been around. So
Here we go. Here we go. Let's go. Keep going. Just go gang up. That's cool. All right. So as I was saying, they get to taste the dish, and they have to figure out which two proteins are in the dish, and hence the name Surf and Turf. Half of them are going to be surf, half of them are going to be turf, and there's going to be two proteins on each dish. The different color lights will come up depending on how right they are, and then the team against, you know, all right the fastest, it's a timed event, is the winning team. So the red team went up first, and we had Shayna, who was advocating, like,
Which was a smart move.
I think it was smart too. I know this is a competition, and I want to kind of pose it to you all. What she was trying to do with mixing up the teams because she knew that she had a weaker palate. How do you feel about that? Because, you know, she was going for the benefit team. She knows her limitations. This is not my strong suit, so I feel like we should mix it up and have people with stronger and weaker palates together to make the team itself strong. What do you guys think?
I think that was the smartest decision ever, and if you watch the blue team, that's exactly how they did it from the moment they picked teams. Mm. They're like, okay, weak and strong, because at the end of the day, you're looking at your teammates like, oh my gosh, you can't even do this right, instead of the betterment as a whole.
Sure.
So I totally agreed with Shayna.
Okay.
Because I think if you have two awesome palettes together, no matter how fast they go, they're still going to get dragged down by the two slow palettes that are grouped together. And that's just going to just end up dragging it way down, which it did with the red team.
Right. Speaking of, so first dish that they had, it was shrimp and guinea fowl, which you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, you know what that is?
Yeah, I do not.
Okay.
I have not had that. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to know really bad. You know, I needed to know.
Here we go.
Check that off my list.
Here we go.
My limb list. Limb list.
You know what I saw, though, on that, especially at the beginning, with as much as I like Heidi and Ryan, a lack of hustle on their part. They were just kind of walking right over to that table, just like, all right, I guess we'll get this. We'll
Chef
just walk
Ramsay
back over.
Like, come on.
Yeah, hurry up. Yeah. The first one was shrimp and guinea fowl, which, and he did a good job of, and they even knew, disguising, you know, what it looks like. The one that looked like lobster was really what?
Monkfish?
Monkfish.
Yeah, you look like a lobster tail, and there was buffalo.
Which is the poor man's lobster. Right. I like that. I know that now.
Oh, you do? Well, now you do, because of what it said on
Wendy.
The show.
Wendy. I think it was Wendy.
Who said that it was the poor man's lobster?
Wendy.
And I don't think I've had monkfish either. There was a few things I haven't had.
I hadn't had a squab. What the heck is a squab?
Squab is a bird.
Okay.
Yeah, squab is a bird. I feel like I've had squab once. I've had octopus. I don't think I've had monkfish. Have you had buffalo? You've had buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Buffalo. Have you had venison?
No.
Yes.
I know of it, but I haven't had it.
You haven't had
it. Isn't that like a delicacy?
No, not really. It's just deer.
Just, yeah, it's deer
meat. Oh, okay. Veal is the delicacy. The babies.
Baby
the
calves.
Babies. Baby yeah.
Bless the hearts.
Yeah.
You can head right over to Fuddruckers and make you a nice venison burger if you want.
Do they have venison at Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they have venison, the buffalo. They have ostrich.
They have a few ostrich. Oh,
okay,
see?
So red meat. I need to take a little trip over there.
Fuddruckers. We'll go after the show. Fuddruckers.
Field trip.
Yeah. So, yeah. First one was shrimp, guinea fowl. The second one was bay scallops and venison. Third one was squab and octopus. Mm-hmm. And this is what we were talking about for the red team. Shayna and Aziza were paired together.
And they were the ones with the weakest palates.
Yo, almost 8 minutes.
That was rough watching
almost it. 8 minutes. They went through every single piece of meat on the freaking thing.
Shayna was driving me a little crazy during this whole thing, because even during Heidi and Ryan's thing,
the chicken.
Chicken. Chicken.
Grab
chicken,
the chicken.
Grab the chicken.
Grab the chicken.
I was
get the chicken. Even though they brought the chicken and it was right. Get the grab chicken.
Who was it? Was it Wendy that was like, she eats a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
She must really
they
eat.
Already said, they already know the chicken.
Yeah. She was like, grab
it's gotta
the chicken.
Chicken. It's got to be chicken. It's got to be chicken.
That looks funny. Like chicken.
Double check.
That would be
double
me.
Check.
I'm like, that's chicken. Because I don't know anything else that's out there.
Right. But I really felt bad for Shayna and Aziza. And then you see Shayna go back and she's like, I told you, like trying to say, like, I told y'all. But of course, it's a competition. So they're looking at, like, well, you're just weak. You
what
just
what do
up.
You guys feel about Ryan's rebuttal when she's like, it's not about palettes, it was about the hustle? What did you guys feel about that?
I disagreed.
No, because the faster you can identify an ingredient, it doesn't matter how fast you run. Because you could just play that where you're just going to grab two ingredients at random and just run back and forth super fast. You'd maybe luckily get the two the combination right.
Sure.
No so way. More so, like, it's the hustle of your palette.
Yeah,
not just running back and forth. It's you need to have a good palate.
You
if
have
you
to
don't,
exactly.
You can help someone who, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, if you do, you can help someone who doesn't.
Right.
Together.
Right. And that's the point that Shayna was trying to make, which I totally agreed with her. It's just like, I mean, you have. I mean, I think in any team aspect, you know, you have. You know, in sports, in you know what I do with poetry. You know, when I'm on a poetry slam team and we compete as a team, there's some people that are stronger than others in their writing, and so we will cater to that when we put like group pieces together and things of that nature, because it's for the betterment of the team. And
right.
I think people get so caught up in the competition, and it's like, oh no, because you want to win. So your thing is like, in the sense of you want to win, you want to get first place,
yeah.
be the top chef. So it's like, oh, if you're looked to be bad, yeah, we lose, but then you're the bad chef. And now when it's time for elimination, we can call you out.
Yeah, but like me and Frank, we're going to be the best hosts, like, right? On this panel, like, we're going to go against you. But at the end of the day, it makes this entire panel look really tacky if we're just trying to like outshine each other, you know?
Right. That exactly. That was good. Okay. That was good. All right. So anyway... The blue team, they went up, and it did look like they had some issues.
It was the squab and octopus and the monkfish and buffalo. Those last two took the most time for them. But Andre and Aaron got it on the first try.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, they did. The very first try. And on top of that, that was kind of what we're going to see that, you know, kind of later with Andrew, because he's getting that big head. Right? Because he already said, like, he was the palate master, right? He's like, oh, I got this. I'm the palate guy. And so when he got on the first try, of course, that didn't help his ego. And so now he's kind of going around, you know, saying, like, yo, this is me. I got this. And then even, I think when it was the buffalo and the monkfish, he was trying to tell them to get the monkfish.
Yeah.
And they weren't listening. So so he was on that. You know, I know what I'm doing. Long story short, of course, the blue team wins, and they get to go to San Diego.
It's kind of a debt of a reward. It really was.
I didn't know how I felt about that either.
I mean, the surfing on the wave house? No?
Oh,
you
come
didn't think
on.
That was nice?
Oh, this is like the low budge
The funny thing was that, obviously, none of them have ever surfed before.
None, at all. At all. So who was up the longest? One of them was up.
I forgot.
He was up for a minute. He was up for a minute. But it still was bad.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time he was up, he looked like he was going to fall.
I want to say it was Devin.
Was it Devin?
I believe it was Devin.
Was it Devin? Yeah, just up there. But yeah, I think, well, reward, I thought it was like they were going to do the surfing and then go eat somewhere like really, really dope.
No,
they just went surfing and just kept falling. And it looked like when you fall, like you fail hard.
Yeah.
Like it was a hard fall.
That wasn't soft landing.
Yeah, no.
Those weren't soft landings.
I was like, I really felt bad there. I'm like, they're going to be able to cook? because it's looking like super bad.
And no mention of like taking a private jet like they had last week, the Big Bear. Mm-hmm. Nope. I feel like they just got in the car and they just had to get stuck in crappy San Diego traffic. Right. There and back to fall down on their butts, wiping out on the surfboard. Come on. Yes.
Well, I mean, you look at the season, there's some times that are really dope and there's sometimes it's just like, I'm going to send you across the street to Fuddruckers.
That's right. Guys, venison, ostrich, buffalo. Yeah,
yes, you get to have all of that. First class.
There's a lot of chatter going on in our chat room. Yes. To answer, the girls took 13 minutes and 41 seconds.
Total.
Yes, total. Almost 14 seconds.
Almost 14 minutes.
Just kidding. Minutes. Yeah. Almost 14 minutes. Almost 14 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long time. But it was mainly because, of course, that 8 minutes. Because if you take that out of the equation, that's only, 5 or 6 minutes between the rest of the three.
True. And it almost seemed like they would have had a chance. But I don't know how much time it was taking the guys for those last two plates.
Well, I feel like for the last, it seemed like the last one was the longest.
But I still didn't even know what that was.
I feel like it was like maybe 3 minutes, but it's still,
that was it.
3 or 4, maybe 4 tops. I can't remember what the total was, but all I know is that once they got it, there was still about 4 minutes left on the clock, you know, because it was counting down.
Right. It was 3:55.
Right. Okay. So stopped. About 4 minutes. So it was really not even close. It wasn't even close.
Okay.
I have a quick shout out to Sharwin here on the chat. She says, I say do more random eliminations and enough with the time ties before break, which I am getting really tired of that, where it's always just kind of end up to a tie right before they go to break, and then you see the meat get sliced or the pitchfork fall on the glass.
That's the Hell's Kitchen. That's like what they do.
Always.
That's what they do,
So you
do,
want them
man.
To get with the time, switch it up some?
Yeah, anything to switch it up a little bit is good. Yeah.
He's like, it's 2016.
Yeah. They do. I see little progress here and there, but this particular season is very much like the previous. With that, so shout out for saying that. So we get the red team; they get to make sausage from scratch.
That didn't seem like too bad of a.
That wasn't really
punishment.
Bad, but I don't know if I would like to have eaten a tarantula.
She took it to the head.
Yo,
tarantula. That was Ryan.
Ryan ate the mess out of that tarantula.
And she said, and the funny thing is, in her interview, you hear her saying, "I am terrified of." So immediately you thought maybe she was going to make a big stink. Right. No. She took by the balls?
Yeah,
the
there you go. Yeah.
Oh, by the horns. Sorry.
And by the balls, too. It's fine. You can take
no,
by
someone
too.
Else took the balls. Who is that?
Speaking of balls, that was Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly.
Kimberly had testicles and was like, where's the hot sauce?
Yes.
I'm ready for these. I want seconds. She was on it. She was like, no, this is really good. Like, she really was having a good time eating that.
I mean, compared to this or the one that they had to do a couple weeks ago where they had to drink the fish guts
right.
shake.
The nasty shake.
I mean, which one would you rather do? I think this one's the easier one for sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would have liked to have known what all they were eating because we only saw, it was hard to see.
Yeah.
We knew it was tarantula. We knew it was testicles. It looked like some other crazy stuff. But
no one made a big fuss.
Yeah. They didn't show anybody ugh.
And I think the two that they actually did show us were probably the worst ones.
Could have been.
But it's weird because usually whatever their punishment is and that they're making has some sort of relation to what they're going to eat.
That's true.
And this one just seems so random. Here, eat these weird things.
Eat a spider. We just killed this in the kitchen last night. So now you're just going to eat it. I didn't even know you could eat tarantula. Yeah. The tarantula. I'm like, that's edible?
And it was still hairy.
Guys, I know a place we'll go to after that before we head to Fuddruckers.
Frank, I'm good.
I'm super good. Super good. So now I'm going to get into what we were kind of talking about earlier with the blue team, mainly Johnny and Andrew, and how they just kind of started going in on Kimberly to shake her up. And this is something that they did with, was it Jessica, last episode. And there's a whole lot that I don't like about this. Number one, it's a competition, yes. And, you know, you have people that are what you considered weak links or what have you. But I think the competition should stand alone. If they are a weak link, then you beat them in the competition. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that they go in and they berate them and make fun of them to make them want to quit or to make them, feel inferior so then they don't perform well. I think that's super dirty. And I think it's just super, super messed up. And when they did it last time with Jessica, I thought that was messed up. And she's sitting there crying. And the thing is, also, these are men that are disrespecting women.
Okay.
On top
of that. More importantly, I'm not a fan of premeditated psychological abuse.
Right.
Okay? And it's premeditated. We see them sitting at the table thinking about it. Yeah.
Who's
next on the bully hit
list? Right, right.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
No, I mean, it's a cheap and ugly way to play the game.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait till we have one of them on the show so I can tell them.
Right. Yeah, no, I was sitting there and I literally got upset. Because the thing is, if you're going to, you know, I think it's a different situation if it's like another guy and you're like, oh, I'm going to get him. And then I think it's still bad because bullying is bullying no matter what. Yes, it's a competition. Yes, you're trying to win, but it's a dirty game to play. But then on top of that, you're doing that. A man against a woman, and it's just wrong, you know? And I'm sure these men either have sisters or a mother that they would not like that want, or friends or girlfriend. They wouldn't want that to happen to them. So why would you do that? Just for the sake of, I just want to make them suffer. And what he was saying, like...
Rat face, splinter, all that stuff. Wait, we have a quick question for Misha, a question for the panel. How do you feel about the blue team's bullying strategy? I don't think it's bullying, but just being disgusting. And that's a whole nother level then.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, it's bullying, but bullying is disgusting in my mind.
Yeah. No, I mean, in any form.
And also, Houston, Johnny can go home now if he's going to get his weekly bullying segment. And he can't talk if he messes up ground beef as a burger chef. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's the one.
I completely agree with you.
And he was all like, I have long hair. I'm going to be a good surfer.
He needs to have a seat.
Have several seats.
I mean, I feel like there's such a distinction between if you're going to criticize, even in a really cheap, just trashy way, somebody's cooking ability.
Right.
As opposed to their personal, like their appearance or the way, you know, their behavior or something like that. I feel like that is crossing the line.
Well, that's the whole point. That has nothing to do with the show.
Exactly.
That's
why I said if you're cooking, if it's a competition,
it's a competition. You're deliberating on who's going to go home or who should be sent up. You sucked. You didn't cook that right. You need to go up. I'm sorry. You're the weakest. That's a different situation than you ugly.
Yeah.
Your face looks like a rat.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I feel like they tried to make it a little harder because she's tougher. But at the end of the day, one of these women, they're going to get you.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to get you.
You got to live in the same spot, homie.
You're going to sleep with one eye. Yeah.
And on top of that, if they know anything about the show, you can end up working with them. You know, they start mixing up teams or what have you. That person's on your team now. What if they sabotage? You know what I'm saying? Getting them back. I mean, you made fun of them or you did this to them.
I just think they need to think a little smarter as far as strategizing. There's so many other ways to strategize to get people.
And to basically win. I mean, you look at, you know, somebody who won, you know, last year, Ariel, and how she treated, you know, people. She just was like, I'm just going to win. I'm the best chef here. I'm going to call it as I see it. I remember that one time when they gave her some power and she was just like, hey, I just want to let you know you're going up. just what it is. I'm sorry.
I remember
I'm setting
that.
You up. But quick, it wasn't like easy. She sit up there and was like, you ugly and I'm going to send you up because, you know, that's just, it's wrong. It's just wrong. It's just super messed up.
And I think competitions like this, the pressure of it can bring out the worst tendencies in people. And you can only hope that after they watch the season back and they see this episode and realize like, man, that was ugly. What was I doing?
More importantly, what you're saying, they're watching this and I'm not sure because I don't know them like that, but I'm curious to know how they felt watching this, those three.
Aaron,
I don't think, he seemed like he was a part of the group too, but Aaron's Aaron.
Oh,
He's not about that life.
Yeah, he's just trying to, he's trying to fit in.
He's not about that life. He's just trying to fit in. Y'all not talking about me.
Right, right. What did you say? Handle that. I'm going to go over here. He just didn't want the attention. I totally agree. So let's get into service. Service starts and... Aziza is the first one in the doghouse. She starts the scallops early, and she starts deep frying them, which...
That was so crazy. Like, what?
Was that just an accidental, like, I put too much grease?
I think so. I don't think she meant to be like, oh, I'm going to put a bunch of grease and, like, you know...
Saturate them.
Right. Like, I think she, you know, they use the squeegee thing or whatever, and they spray the grease, and maybe she was just like, hey, girl, and then just kept going, and then was like, oh, and then put them in, and just, it was a vat.
And then she started too early, too.
Yeah, and she started too early. So it was all bad. It was all bad with that. We have Coop on the blue team.
The lobster.
Cold lobster. He was not having a good day. Gia, our homegirl, she slows up on the garnish and she starts to get frustrated. And this is when
we see this often with her.
Yes.
Where she kind of can't keep her ground. Mm-hmm. She gets flustered.
Very much so. I think
it's hard for her to bounce back when she gets like that.
Absolutely. It's like the decline happens and then there's no letting go. And then she'll do things like walk out the kitchen. And it's like, wait, hold on. We're in dinner service. Yeah. You can't just walk out because that's what you feel like doing. And she even did that in this particular dinner service as well.
Yeah, or make or fake an injury.
Yeah, with the cut finger, yeah. You know, or what have you. Where's the cut at? It's not there no more.
It's not there.
Healed. Like, oh, yo, I've been healed.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do God. It? Oh, my blood vessels. Connected them right back. I'm ready, chef. He didn't bless me.
Wasn't she put like currants instead of capers?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who
yeah,
told you to do that? No one told me to do that.
I just did it. I just wanted to chill, mix up the recipe. Go back to Coop. He then now sends up raw salmon. So he's just all about.
But not just raw salmon, yeah. But it's to the VIP table with right, the pregnant women. Yes. They cannot have raw fish.
Yes.
He's trying to kill fetuses.
Yeah.
So bad.
But I also like so Kimberly bad. In that moment saying, like, I know how pregnant bitches are.
And it was like, not even that. It's like, no, you need to cook food for them properly. She was like, I know when I was pregnant, I was hungry all the time. I was mad. I'm like, no, think about the way you're cooking their food.
Right.
Please.
Please.
Because Coop's salmon wasn't even pink. Mm. It was completely raw.
Yeah. It was terrible. Terrible.
We get the nice fist punch. Yeah. I can't get enough. Anytime we just punch that.
I really want to do that. I don't want to mess up my food.
You want to punch a salmon?
Because I don't just have really? I don't just have an abundance of food. But right. I wanna see if it really does that. When I cook my salmon, it doesn't seem like I can just like explode
I think it can, because I've seen it on the show.
We've all seen it, but we know everything we see on that show isn't always what it seems.
Okay. I want you to try it then and see.
I'm going to Snapchat it.
Snapchat it.
Then I'll text you back.
I'll text you back and be like,
I saw your little fake salmon smash.
Salmon smash. I saw that. Yeah. I saw what happened.
I don't know. It looks so fun though, guys.
Yeah. Can we talk about Gia's 7 green beans that she set up that were saturated in butter? Yo, I love how he like pulled them out. He's like, wait, what? He's like counting them. It's like, there's 7. He's like, it was like half, like he needed 2 orders and she gave him like a half order of green beans. That was so bad. Like that. Like, how did you even make that mistake? Like, oh my gosh, here you go.
And then she goes, I asked her if it was enough.
Yeah.
Who did you ask? Yeah.
Not the right person. Because 7 green beans is not
like I said, once she's already once she's already out of the wheelhouse, it's just really hard. I mean, I feel for her.
And I think that's, I mean, you know.
I know crazy heads. Right. Like, I have a crazy head sometimes.
Right.
As far as thinking of a million things. And then once you kind of lose that confidence, that was the first thing Chef Ramsay said before dinner service started. He said, everybody, cook with confidence. Mm-hmm. Cook with confidence. Mm-hmm. Tell the person next to you, cook with confidence. So the moment that that's shaken,
right?
Some people can handle it. Some people can't.
Some people can't.
And I think Gia has proved that.
Right.
Don't get shook.
Well, doesn't she have like New York hands though? Maybe that has to do with it. Remember?
I got scared. When Chef asked her about it, it was almost like back in the day when you were a kid and your parents were like, go clean up your room, and they turn around and you do this. And they were like, what? What'd you say? When Chef Ramsay was like, when you do this, what does that mean? I was like, oh, shoot.
She was like, it's just New York. It's New York. It's just the New York in me. It's nothing. It's New York. And I'm like, but everybody from New York doesn't. I'm just saying, like,
you're gonna get in trouble. Chef Ramsay had to ask you what does that mean?
Right.
Like, what'd you say?
What? Huh? Ryan bailed G out on the green beans, which helped her tremendously because the orders did go out. They weren't as buttery as they were because they were super greasy. I've never seen greasy green beans. Just saying.
Hella buttery.
Super. We see Aaron, our buddy, sends up cold Wellington. He did not want to send it up. He was like, I just it's not right. But of course they're like, oh, we need it, you know, and it's so much going on in the kitchen. He brings it up and you knew right away it was going to be all bad. So after seeing that cold Wellington and then from the fish situation,
Coop overcooks the sea bass.
The blue team gets kicked out again.
And it was their last ticket.
The killer. That was the killer. They were on their last table.
Do you guys think it was that much for them to get kicked out?
I think, well, okay, I'll put it like this. This is would be the third time they got kicked out.
Yep.
out of four episodes.
Okay. And I think it's a little excessive, I'm just saying, because I think that's a lot. Especially if they're on their last ticket. If you're like it's appetizers, can't even get out, you know, and it's been an hour or something like right. that. Yes, I could see, like, just go. Y'all can't even get appetizers out. But they're literally on the last ticket. Granted, yeah, they had some bad, you know, food come up. But it's the last ticket.
And I don't feel like, he didn't have to kick them out.
He's playing that. He's doing like Belichick. I mean, you play for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
those guys didn't. They didn't play for 60, man. They started slacking.
I was like, no, what?
You got to go.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But
I don't know. Like, if you're in that situation, because so many times we've seen that where, like, even Aaron, as you're saying, like, as that Wellington's going up, he's like, oh, no, it's not ready yet.
Right.
Why? There's so many chefs in this competition that always send up food that they know is not ready or done or overdone. And they still send it up anyway. It's like, why?
I think it's, to me, I think it's a peer pressure situation because he's calling this time. He's like, I need it up. Where's it at? Where's it at? And you know it's not done, but you're just like, I'm just going to give it to him because right. the whole thing is if I wait, then I'm going to keep getting yelled at and then I'm not going to be able to do it properly. I have seen, and even in this season, I feel like, I don't know who it was, but there's one person in particular that was like, I'm not going up until it's done. And then he literally waited. It was on the blue team. He waited and he got yelled at, but when it went up, it was good to go.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you can handle the yelling and all of that, then I think it's better to do that. But I think it's so much pressure in that kitchen.
Yeah.
It's so much pressure, and you just, you know, and you see what happened.
As we saw Aaron, he kind of just kind of lost his whole footing.
Yeah.
And that's our young guy's name. It's Aaron, just to answer you guys, our after buzzers. He, like, dropped his head as Chef Ramsay was talking to him.
Oh, the elimination? Oh, yeah, let's
No, I was talking about the kitchen.
Oh, in the kitchen.
During service.
Oh, yes.
He was just like, what are you doing? Are you grabbing your footing? He was just like, I don't know. And then he did it again in elimination, obviously, but I feel bad.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Misha said probably a tink tink.
Yeah, he's only 22, so he's super young on top of that.
But he did well.
He did.
His communication game needs to step up majorly, of course.
And that was one of the things that they said. I honestly don't think he should have went up for elimination at all.
I don't think so.
Just because they even said when they were talking, everything was spot on with the exception of the one last thing, the Wellington that he sent up.
Yeah.
But everything else, his temperatures were good. Everything else was good. So speaking of that, you know, elimination, they ended up voting up Coop and Aaron. I did agree with Coop. I did not agree with Aaron. What do you guys think?
No, I didn't agree with Aaron at all. I mean, certainly I think they feel like he's the youngest. They're looking at the whole body of work. But just in terms of that service, I mean, he nailed it. I mean,
right.
And I know that one of their things that they're trying to criticize him for was that he kept on looking to Andrew just to get validation on his meat to make sure it was ready.
But he still nailed the timing, regardless whether Andrew checked it for him or not. Had he sent it to the pass, it still would have been perfect.
And to me, I don't think
that's the only part. I was like, you guys leave him alone.
Right.
It's not like he checked with Andrew every time and then had to cook it more.
Exactly. I think it goes back to what Shannon was talking about with, hey, my palate isn't that strong. Let's mix up the teams so we can do this overall the way it's set up for this competition.
Right.
I think with Aaron, it's the same thing. When they're working on the line, they're a team. So if he's like, yo, can you check this out for me real quick before it goes up? It makes sense. I don't think that devalues himself as a chef per se.
Yes. I think that's teamwork.
Yeah, it's teamwork. And it's just like, and he's cooking it. He's not like he's not cooking it. He's just saying, hey, man, check this to make sure. I just want to double check before I send it up because I want to make sure it goes through.
Yeah. That also is an easy way to have someone to blame just in case your stuff is not on point.
Right.
I've seen that happen too.
Which, yes. I was just going to say.
Yeah, we said that last week with the last season, with our military cook who always kind of passed the buck to somebody else.
Yeah.
Frank.
Your namesake.
Yeah. I tried to forget that name.
Yeah, he was doing that a lot. Oh, so-and-so checked it. Yeah. You know, I just.
I asked you, did I?
You know, I'm just saying. So it's not my fault.
You know my name when you're talking to me.
Right. You know, I let him have it and it's not on me no more. I let it go. And else, I think he did that for the specific reason to be able to blame somebody.
Yeah.
Like, sole purpose. Because he did that blame game so many times last season. So many times. So Coop and Aaron are up, and so this is when it gets crazy. First of all, speaking of young Aaron and his little, why do you think you deserve to be in Hell's Kitchen? Here's my reenactment. He's like, well, you know, I'm getting better, and I'm just going to.
Yeah. It was just, oh my gosh. I was like, wait, what? Speak up for yourself.
Wait, Chef Rams, who was like, wait, what? Like, he was like, that's your spiel? Like, that's your defense? Like, he really. I thought he was going to. He thought he was going to limit him just on the merit that it's looking at. He just gave up. You gave up. You gave up, homie.
Because the question, I think the question was, he asked him, like, are you. When are you going to step up? Like, yeah. I know you're growing a little bit, but when are you going to start communicating? Right. And then as you're communicating with Chef Ramsay on, you know, telling him you're going to communicate more, you lose communication. Right. You completely you just, I'm going to.
It's like that. What is that? The Office? Not The Office. Sorry. Office Space, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the stapler guy. Biggest stapler guy. Hey, give me the stapler. Like, that's what he was doing.
He was the stapler guy
on Office Space. That was Aaron. Yeah, I thought it was curtains for him.
Coop was trying to throw him under the bus. Like, he kept having Andrew check his stuff.
And that was whack. That was whack.
Because Chef Ramsay was the one that said his timing was perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
His cooking times were perfect.
Right. So what you talking about?
Yeah, but Andrew had to look at his
help.
Stuff.
He needed help. You know,
maybe you should ask for some Coop.
Right.
Because that would probably be better help you.
Because, yeah, you needed help.
Yeah. I'll give it up for Andrew, at least, as much as we're, like, hating the way that he was treating the women at the blue team. Mm-hmm. At least he was not going to just jump on the easy, like, oh, Aaron's young and he's kind of inexperienced. Let's just all gang pile on him and throw him out. He stood up with the guy when he goes, this guy delivered, so why are we getting rid of him?
No, exactly. And I like that about, you know, what they were doing, because, again, he didn't deserve to be up. So here we go. It gets really crazy because all of a sudden he's like, person going home is Gia. And we're like, wait, what?
You know, that was so shocking.
What? But
in the back of my head.
Don't tell me you were thinking about
it. I was like, what if? Because it was just a lot about Gia this episode. Think about it.
Right,
there was
right.
so much. It was Gia Fields.
Right.
And she kept saying, you know, they kept showing her her over on the fly interview. And she's like, you know, I'm so glad we didn't get eliminated. Or I'm so glad we didn't lose service, because I would have been on the chopping block for sure. They would have found some reason to make it my fault. And I'm like, well, it would have been your fault.
Yeah. She
like,
did say
if,
that.
If you guys didn't finish service, kind of you would have been one of the ones.
Right.
Like,
right.
That would not have been uncalled for.
Yeah.
It would have been completely appropriate.
And she knew that.
But there was just so much about Gia this episode. I mean, we've seen it before, but she got the pass last week. And we just kept seeing her.
Right.
And I was just like, what if?
And we were talking about thinking it was going to be another Jackie situation where, like, oh, they'll hang her on. She'll hang on a little bit, be some drama. She's not totally, totally terrible. But no. He pulled her out. And then, as I said before, I thought maybe he was going to switch over to the blue team.
I just knew he wasn't because of the wording. You know how the play on words?
Right,
he
right.
literally said the person leaving Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
That was what I was like, okay, any name he says after that, they're literally going home.
You know what else gets it is when you hear the music. Doom, doom. When they say your name with that music, you're out.
Yeah, that's right.
You're out. Aww. If it's the buildup, like, then it's like, oh, you might be here, but it's like, doom, doom. It's like, watch next time. Watch
that's
next
right,
time.
Yeah, it's like,
doom, so doom. A few of our after buzzers weren't surprised either. JJ said he saw it coming.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. I can't say I saw it coming, but I did. It was a what if factor for me.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he sent her home. It was nothing like that. She was
but
poor.
I don't know if I felt like she should have gone home this week. I don't know.
But then who would have gone home? Who should have gone home before her? That's the thing. I mean,
Coop.
You think Coop?
But see, I don't know.
See, my thing is with Gia. And this is what we're talking about.
And I don't think Jessica should have left the week before.
She should have. She sent her own cell phone. You know that.
Know.
That was. She was like, your bags are packed? Oh, well, let me just give you your ticket now. Send your bags already back. Yeah, no, she sent her own cell phone. I think with Gia's situation, and you said this earlier, is like she couldn't handle it. When stuff got crazy in the kitchen, she just shut down. And she didn't know what to do. And that was like consistently since they started.
That was Gia's MO.
Exactly. So it's like, you're not going to get any better. And he's looking for not just a cook. He's looking for a head chef. If she's not head chef material by now, and this is what she's doing, she's not going to make it.
Well, that's why on that note, I'm a little worried for Aaron too, because mm-hmm. I don't see him as head chef material in any shape or form.
For sure, he's not. Yeah. There, I mean, there's no way he's going to win the competition. Right. The only thing they could hope for is that he can come out with a little bit more self-confidence sure. when he leaves the competition, but he won't come right. out with that position.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. I mean, again, he's young. I think he will, whatever, you know, happens with this experience, I think he's going to learn a tremendous amount. You know, if nothing else, because I think at the end of the day, he's a decent chef.
He is. JJ, our AfterBuzzer JJ yeah. says he thinks Chef Ramsay went home after that last. Houston mm-hmm. after that last elimination when he sent Jessica home. Like, I need to fix this somehow.
Oh yeah.
And came back this episode. I was like, okay, Gia, like you supposed to go home last week.
Get up out of here.
He right. did say it. He said, I gave her an extra, you know, I gave her a pass, yeah. and right. unfortunately it was too many or right. one too many or whatever he said.
And I think he does give people chances that he feels like maybe he can come out of it. But yeah, in her case, not a lot.
I think he got really irritated with her in service.
He did.
I think for him to ask, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. what's the sign language you doing?
The New York hand?
What's up? Yeah. yeah. I think he was like, all right. I got your New York hands.
I got your New York. On that note, let us get into official predictions. Let's do that right now.
Mm-hmm. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's my new move. My limb move.
Y'all get on me so tough, man. I swear. So glad I got thick skin, man. I'm telling you. All right, so Mr. Frank Moran, what are you thinking? I mean, we kind of talked a little bit about what we think coming up, but what do you think officially is going to happen next?
Man, you know, I'm still, I feel like the front runners are going to be either Heidi or Ryan. I feel like I need to see a little bit more from both of them to kind of differentiate mm-hmm. themselves in my eyes, but mm-hmm. I feel like one of the two of them mm-hmm. are the different leaders, and I feel like, you know, it's going to be Aaron. He's as good as the cook as he is, I just know that he can't run the distance. So I think Aaron, his time, if not next episode, if the blue team doesn't win, mm-hmm. I wonder if Ramsay would pull him on the red team just to see if that. I just feel like his problem is just such a lack of confidence that I don't right. know going to the red team is going to help at all.
Yeah, I think that would even be
plus
worse.
Plus, the girls aren't going to have his back. Like, no, he's actually got Andrew. I think he has Andrew on the blue
he
team.
He does have, know. Yeah, the little bro.
But you never know. You never know.
Right.
Funny you say Heidi and Ryan, because I was looking at Ryan. I was always thinking of Shayna, but I was a little surprised about her palate.
Shayna.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So
please,
now,
in a good way?
No,
bad it was?
I had her a little higher,
right?
In as far as you know, her odds of winning. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, ooh, that could hurt you when mm-hmm. you have people whose palates are on point, mm-hmm. their profiles, their flavor profiles, and everything. Pauly is still my guy.
Pauly,
my guy. Okay. For the girls, I wanted to say Shayna, but I'm thinking more Ryan. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
If you just have like a mediocre palate,
right.
you can't be a great chef, can you? If your palate just
maybe
like,
you can't.
I will say
there was a majority of a lot of people that hadn't heard of some of those proteins.
Sure,
you know, during right. the challenge. So I mean,
yeah, I mean it depends. I mean they're coming from all different you know types of backgrounds as far as what they do and then where they work. You know, some of these are home. You know, chef. I mean, not home chefs, but like what is it when you cook for people? A personal chef. Mm-hmm. So you know it. I think, you know, they do that purposely. It's not going to be easy.
Right.
Right. I don't know. I mean, for me, when it comes to Shayna, she didn't step down any for me. Just because only reason I say that is because she recognized already that she did not have the strongest palate.
Yeah.
And so because she recognized that, I felt like that to me is more of a, because this is for a head chef.
Right.
So this is more of a managerial role. So you need somebody that can dictate how things go and make sure things run smoothly. And so for me, because she knew that, she recognized it out the gate. She's like, hey, let's mix up these teams. Let's get the stronger with the weaker when it comes to palates so we can win. And to me, that was more of an effort of her managerial skills and what she would be able to do in this situation.
As a leader.
Even what she did with G at the beginning of the episode when she gave her a little pep talk.
She
about
sure did.
Down.
Exactly. She sure exactly. did. She said, calm down.
Right.
You got this.
Right. Exactly. So
good
to
point,
me,
man.
if she continues, and she's, you know, she's obviously doing well. She hasn't really messed up bad that I can remember seeing so far.
To me,
she's still my front runner. I'm just pissed off of the guys. I don't even want to pick a guy
yeah.
because I just think they're just they're killing me right now. You know, I would say
sucks to be a guy right now.
Sucks to be a guy. No, I mean with Andrew, I mean, you know, yeah, he's doing well or whatever, and it looks like going into the, you know, the previews that I saw for the next episode, his head is even getting bigger, you know, and it looks like, you know, as far as what they're trying to show us, that it looks like he's going to get out of control. But typically when those people do that, they self-sabotage themselves.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to get too big for his britches, and then I think his team is going to turn on him, and then he might be up for elimination coming up soon, you know, because of that. But we'll see. But we'll see. But yeah, I'm still sticking with my girl Shayna.
Well, she's still on my list, but I see Ryan. Mm-hmm. She's in my
peripheral.
She's like right here.
She's peripheral.
She's like creeping. I'm just like
creeping,
girl. Yeah.
Word.
And I definitely agree. I think Aaron is going to be the next one on the chopping block.
Yeah, it's. I think so too. Unless he has this spark of, you know, confidence and, you know, does super, super well. But if he performs if he performs like he did, it's not going to happen.
Just a couple spanks from the ladies by the hot tub machine.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank.
What?
We see what Frank lives for on these episodes.
I love it.
Lem and I are going to get over there.
No, we're not.
I knew he was going to bring it.
I rebuke it again.
That's right.
Killing me.
All right. After Buzzers, thank you for tuning in. Misha, Houston, Sarah, JJ. There were some other ones I can't remember.
No, we definitely appreciate that. And of course, that has been our show. Make sure that you continue the conversation because we like to know what you really think. When you see this on YouTube, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about the how the elimination went down. You know, if you agree with Gia going home like it was, if you think Aaron's going to be the next one to go home, who's your front runner? Let us know. You can comment on the YouTube in the comment section, and we read that. We want to know what's going on. Again, as Robin said, we want to thank everyone that joined us in the live chat. Continue that conversation as well. Thank you for always having our back when we have questions and things like that.
Yeah.
We want to know if, you know, what red meat is and all that kind of, I mean, you keep us straight.
Don't come
so
for
we
me.
Appreciate that. You've been coming with me all day.
Don't come at the end where I can't retaliate though.
I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Robin, where you at, girl?
Robin with the V, McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Busy. B-I-Z-Z-Y.
And I'm Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. Hit me up. Let me know if you think Lem and I should hot tub it up, man.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you think, folks. Hit me up in that tweet.
Getting hot in here. There we go.
Tubbing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not here next week, you know why. Because
he's in the hot tub.
No! All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.